In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just a few words in English of what I said before, after the Gospel in Russian. Today, the whole of the Russian Orthodox Church remembers those who were killed on the field of Kulikovo, and that is why it is today, the Saturday, which precedes the day of memory of St. Demetrius of Salonika. And that was the day which was the day of a patron saint of the king or prince, grand prince of that time in Russia, Dmitry, called Donskoy, who for the first time since the conquest by the Tatars and the yoke which was imposed on the Russian people, for the first time dared to stop it, dared to do at least something to begin the liberation of Russia. And that was a field of Kulikovo battle which was very fierce, and indeed it was only the beginning of the liberation. It was not yet final, but at least one can say that that beginning was of the greatest importance, which changed the tide, and everything after that became easier in Russia and for people who were under that yoke. We know from the facts of history that he, Dmitry Donskoy, decided finally to go to that battle after the blessing which he received from St. Sergius of Radonezh, who even gave to help him and to support by prayers and to be in the battle with him two of his monks, Peresvet and Oslyabe, who went there and passed away, were killed in the field, gave their lives for their faith and for their country and for their friends. And since that time, this so-called the Saturday of St. Demetrius, and also is called the Parental Saturday, as some other Saturdays throughout the year of the calendar, is dedicated not only to those who fell on that particular field of Kulikovo at that particular battle, but also all those throughout the world, not only in that particular time, but before and after, so that today, actually, we also have memory of those who fell in Vietnam during the Second World War, in Korea, in other parts of the world, all those who were killed by terrorists, who were kidnapped and killed very recently, everybody who gave his life for his country and for his faith and for his friends, for those for whom it was necessary to die. And it is always good for us to remember that, to pray for them, and to realize that we are able to be alive and to be in this freedom which we enjoy now because of their sacrifice, and be grateful to them and ask God's forgiveness for of all their sins, voluntary and involuntary. So may God rest them in peace and bless them, and those of them who are able, by God's mercy and grace, to pray for us over there, we shall ask not to forget us, but intercede for us who are still battling our battle, not necessarily always in the military encounter, but in our daily life, we are battling our battle for salvation and for this world to be better. Amen.